You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It was a fine performance by our Purple Warriors last night, I would have to say. The game was actually, the scoreboard was closer than it should have been because they manhandled them.
I was going to say they were very competent.
They were over 400 yards. Mm-hmm. They held San Francisco to 325, which is modest. And Cousins, that's as good as he can play.
Kirk, that was as good as he can play. I agree. Yeah.
In fact, when the game was on the line, they came at him and two guys had him, and I don't know what happened.
How did he get out of that?
How did he get out? Why didn't they hit him?
Did you hear what Aikman said?
He disappeared.
Aikman said, I stopped watching because I thought he was sacked.
Right.
Well, yes. And it was like they were both afraid to hit him because they might get a roughing penalty or something. I don't know. Because they both stopped. They were both right there like this, and then he throws that pass. And now the way Purdy was playing, I'm not saying that San Francisco would have come down and scored a touchdown anyway. He's mediocre. I announced that last week after watching him against Cincinnati when he didn't have his studs with him. And
is Jefferson really hurt? Or is this a contract thing?
He's hurt. He's hurt. What does he want? Not doing him any good not to play.
Right.
You know, so
he's going to get a massive amount of money whether he's playing right now or not.
Well, I would prefer that he was playing.
Once again, you know, the other guy, Addison, was great last night.
Yeah.
And he's the guy who drove 140. Mm-hmm. And there's
because his dog was sick.
And there's some other stuff in his background, sketchy stuff.
Oh, I didn't know.
So I said on Twitter, looks like the only thing that can stop Addison would be bye week, which was supposed to be a joke, but I think people took it to mean because he won't be playing that week. Oh. No, it was supposed to mean he'll go somewhere.
And be dumb.
He'll go somewhere. He'll be in Miami or someplace on bye week. And I think didn't O'Connell try to keep them all in town last year?
I think so, but that's always the...
When do they have a bye week?
It's after 13, the Packer week.
Way week.
Oh, wait, I thought it was after the Packer game.
Week 13.
Okay.
So it's way late. Second latest it's ever been. Hmm.
That's when the coaches are looking at their cell phone going, please don't ring. Please don't ring.
Okay, after what happened in Detroit Sunday, and given what happened to the Vikings last night, I suppose they're in it, huh?
Oh, hell yes. Yeah. The Packers are terrible. They're going to beat the Packers and be 4-4. They got two games with Detroit, like the week 15 and 17 or something. They play them two of the last three games, I think.
But now that the Bears got the Shepherd College kid,
right.
They
Look
might
out.
Be a problem.
I got a hunch that lad at Josh McDaniels isn't going to be the coach there much longer.
No.
In Vegas when you go in and get your arse kicked by the Bears with the kid from Double A.
Do the Vikings have a new end zone celebration where you have to go under the limbo pole? Did you see that?
No,
they hold a guy up and then they all go under him like a limbo.
Well, see,
was that on the interception?
It was. And what they allowed the NFL, you know, which stands for the No Fun League, they said, all right, boys, if you make an interception or a touchdown, you can go celebrate. So now the defense can feel like they're in on the act now.
Oh, really? Because feeling deprived.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, they make a big play.
You know who else improved last night? That Hockenson.
Yes. You know why?
He caught the ball.
He caught the ball, and they didn't throw any of those idiotic screen passes. Yeah. To me, the key to the entire offensive performance was they throw one screen pass and it was almost intercepted. They didn't throw those stupid screen passes that don't work.
Well, they did have the one that was called back that was a pretty nice play, where Addison got it and then threw it to Akers.
Yeah, but that was wasn't a fun. Screen pass. That was a trick pass.
That was true.
A trickery.
That was a trick. That was trickeration.
That was trickeration.
You can't count that as a screen pass when you throw three passes. I mean, just the one when they turn around and throw it to the guy at that sideline and he gets tackled for a two-yard loss.
That's not wise.
And I'm not heartbroken that Houston lost.
I was 50-50 on that. I don't care.
We can't be cheering for the cheating Astros,
oh,
Patrick.
Christ, it's six
That's what
years
I tried
old.
To tell him, and he wouldn't
six
believe
years,
me.
They won five in the last seven times. They've been in seven straight. It's had nothing to do with it.
Plus, isn't cheating in baseball supposed to be fun?
Yes, it is. And the other thing is, that series, they won two games in a row and lost two at home.
Yeah.
All the
road teams won.
Yeah.
No. When they supposedly cheated, I'm saying.
I see.
They won two games on the road.
See,
right,
even more so. They didn't even deserve to be in it. That's how much they were cheating.
Yeah.
What do you like tonight?
God, I hope the Phillies win.
We're blessed, man. We got another game seven.
Why don't you like the D-backs?
Oh, God, who the hell are they? I never heard of any of them. They draw 8,000 people a game, and then all of a sudden they're in. Hey! What's the name of this team again? What are we? Hey!
Where's the ballpark
You can't
at?
Root for a team that has a swimming pool.
No, that's
you just
a
can't.
Good rule.
You can't.
That's a Miami and them.
Yeah,
they
you can't. If they got
pools.
A pool, they're a different kind of deal.
Yes, right.
Well, you'd be against the New Prague Orioles town ball team.
They got a pool?
They got a pool right next to the left field foul line. Would you be against
them? Yeah,
that's
a swimming.
That's for the community.
Okay, that's different then.
That's different.
No, we're talking one built for the fans.
This is for a stadium.
This is, you know, this is where when the kid says, do I have to go to a ball game? And mom says, well, you can go swimming while he's on. You know, that one of those. Yeah,
is that roof in Arizona permanently closed?
Made it permanent, I guess.
What about the roof in Houston? Is that permanently closed?
No, they played. In fact, it was open.
What about the roof in Texas? Is that permanently closed?
No,
I don't believe so.
Well, Texas and
it's. I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either.
But Texas, it's it's hot, steaming hot.
I've covered games in Texas. It's been pretty bad.
Yeah. So it's done wonders for their attendance. I mean, even the old place was horrible when you were there, and then the second place was an okay stadium, but it didn't get rid of the heat problem.
Right.
So they've had two new stadiums in 20 years there. So the one now is only 2-3 years old. So
I'm seeing Texas Philly.
Well, I hope, but Philly, man, they. Arizona. You know what they are? They're loosey-goosey.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, neither of these teams are nervous, but I heard it today now.
Uh-oh.
I heard it today. We've got a 5 seed in, and if Arizona wins, it's a 6 seed. And it are the top-seeded teams being harmed by not having to play in the first round and being off for a week. That's the so. What's the solution? I say this is the solution. Oh, you can have your choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're the number one seed and you want to play in the first round, we'll let you play in the first round, and you'll replace the 3 seed or the 3 seed.
I'm all for that. Reducing the number of teams. In the playoffs?
No, Pat's saying give that the 1 seed the option of when you want to play.
If the 1 seed is whining because they didn't play for a week, let them play.
Yeah.
Then ask the 3 seed if they want to not play. For instance, the Twins this year.
Right.
Let's say the 1 seed, Baltimore, said, we don't want to get rusty, we want to play. Then they go to us and say, do you want to not want to play the first round?
What if we said we do want to play?
Well, then we go to the fourth. Somebody in there will not want to play.
Or we add a couple of teams, and then we have the World Series played in about Thanksgiving.
No. You can play it in the same time frame, and that's what I'm afraid of. You're going to end up with 16 bleeping teams in the playoffs. That's what Manfred's going to come up with, I can tell it. 16 playoffs, just like the NHL. You're going to end up, except this will be 16 out of 30.
Yep. Then that it will be Thanksgiving.
No, it won't be more games. They stay in the same three-game time frame the other team did.
But this series would have had to
be November.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to watch the weather here when the American League team is home this year to see what it's like.
Yes, so the American League team will be home the first and second. Oh,
no, it depends.
No,
because Texas is a five.
If when does Philly the series wins, start?
They'd be the Friday.
Okay.
If Philly wins,
they'll be the home team.
Right.
Otherwise, if Arizona wins, this would be good. We would be home November 3rd and 4th.
Oh, jeez.
But we'd go to Arizona in between. Yeah. That'll be good. You got your choice here. Do you want to be in Arizona or Minnesota on November 4th?
You can get great days on November 3rd and 4th, but it's unlikely.
It's unrare. Or you can have that day
of 12 feet of snow.
When you're shoveling under 31-inch snowstorm that occurred 3 days
on
early.
Halloween.
Yes, which would hit. You know, I always said that if we had this system when it was going on, and we had the 31-incher there on the weekend, what would have we done?
We would not have played.
Send the boys to Milwaukee after about a week? Because you couldn't shovel out for a week, and then what came after it? I don't know. I would presume
it did all melt.
I would presume what came after it was 12 below, though, like you.
Yes, but that ultimately, it did melt.
So we could have waited till November 15th.
We could have waited till maybe December.
And then it melted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. So we would have waited longer than we did for the earthquake.
But if it happens in 2023 or in next year, in 2024, we could just move over to U.S. Bank Stadium, which I know you always love answering questions about on social media.
Yes, people do. We could play over
there. Oh, I meant to tell you.
What?
Did you read I think it was a letter to the editor in your paper by the head of the American Legion Ball in Minnesota?
Yes. I didn't read it.
Had a great idea. I liked it. Now that Ziggy's kicked the Gophers out of the Ziggy Palace, why don't the Gophers play home games, go around the state, and play at some of the great town ballparks in the state?
Because it's February.
Right.
And March.
There's an issue there.
That's why you play in the Ziggy Dome. You play in February and March.
That's a hell of an idea.
I saw that idea and I thought, this guy's got to be the dumbest ass in America. And now you agree with him. You agree with him. They were there.
I was thinking more like May.
No. They got Siebert Field. It's lovely.
Right?
They got that for like from March 28th to the end of the season. This is they play in the dome when there's a likelihood.
Well, let me
of
try this on
weather.
Hey, folks, come on down to the Gopher Classic in Lonsdale on February 19th.
Okay.
Yes, right.
Okay. Let me try this one on Pat.
Here we go.
And don't say anything.
I won't.
I'm watching the Wild at Montreal last week.
Boy, they are not the Canadians of your youth.
Either of the Wild. Okay. So I'm watching the game, and on the boards is Quick Trip. And I happen to like Quick Trip stations.
Yeah, I love Quick Trip
stations. Yeah, they got the good food.
They're sponsoring part of the Score North up
there. Fantastic.
And I thought to myself, I didn't know Quick Trip was in Canada.
Right.
Did you?
No. I bet it's the Quick.
It's Quick Trip, and I thought they were only regional. And here's the sign for Quick Trip on the boards.
Canadians. So they're doing well enough to
see we're one person basically.
They're doing well enough to support Canada.
Did you two also Canadians find it
hockey.
A bit shocking that what's the name of the Montreal Canadian Arena?
It's
the Labatt Arena or
Molson?
Whatever. It's Molson.
It used to be Molson, I thought.
Did you?
No, it's the something center now.
Yeah. Sure. Did you two also find it a bit surprising that they were advertising for Treasure Island Resort?
See,
you just said
the same thing.
You were right with me. You saw advertising in Montreal.
Yes, I said on the boards. And you're going, man,
oh,
they got...
Yeah, they phony up the boards there.
Well, you just said they're big enough now to be in Montreal. You were as dumb as me.
Yes, I guess I was. Yeah. But I thought it was something you recognized on the as
no,
being
I
average.
Said, oh, look at that. In fact, they got Quick Trip in Canada.
In fact, Patrick, I believe the way the mayor phrased it to the staff of Garage Logic was... What kind of advertising budget does Quick Trip have?
You know what the guys so all said?
So the BSNers just transpose.
So they control whatever feed. So, for instance, the device that we watch some of our sports games, you can choose the home or the away feed.
You know what Kenny and Reaver said? Do you want to tell them?
Right.
Yes, well, I would have known what I was looking at. I don't think I would have gotten sucked in. Quite
well, I did. Right. So, okay.
What kind of advertising budget do they get?
How in the hell do they go up there?
I don't know. But that does not take away your main point, which is Quick Trip's a hell of a
hell of a station.
Yeah. Nice, clean bathroom.
I like
too.
It. Yep. You can get everything. I got a pair of sunglasses there once.
Yeah, you can. It's big. It's huge. Oh, you can go in there.
Get the cheeseburger.
Oh, no, I remember how it started. I remember exactly how it started, because Kenny was doing a Seafoam ad.
Yeah.
And he was mentioning all the various places you can buy Seafoam, and he happened to throw out Quick Trip.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question.
You want to tell them?
That's how that. So, but the beauty of your staff is we let you go for
a
while.
But you know, you and I are pick up on this kind of stuff when we get a little more experience.
That's right.
See, that's it. That's it.
We're still young and naive.
Oh God!
Now they're playing Edmonton tonight. So what you're
Edmonton's
telling me?
Playing awful.
Let me. Well, they don't have McDavid either.
Mm. Oh, is he hurt? Yeah. Well, that could explain.
Let me ask you something.
Here we
so
go.
So you're telling me that tonight in Edmonton. As people watch the game here, they'll see Edmonton stuff on the boards?
If they watch it through the Bally Sports North feed, yes, that's they will see Bally Sports advertising.
That's the damnedest thing I ever heard.
Yeah, it's quite the country. I got to tell you this.
Here we go.
So Jim Pete had his prostate.
Is he okay?
He's okay. Yep. He's going to be at the game tomorrow night.
Good. Is he working full slate?
He's back.
Okay.
He got it on. But they told him, you can't, after he got biopsied, he had to wait 3 weeks after the biopsy. So he said, I don't want to wait. I don't want to do that because it's in the season, but I don't want to wait till the All-Star game either. Just in case
something, right. Yeah.
So he called up the Mayo guys, and Mayo did it with the Da Vinci surgical robot.
I heard that good things about that.
Yes, he said to make you confident, they show you a video of it peeling a grape.
Oh,
this thing, but perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, peeling a little grape. They take out the prostate, and they don't damage the nerves.
Mm.
So, we got that going for us.
Well,
but Jim Pete said it was amazing, and we're all happy to have Mayo.
Oh, for
aren't we? I mean, enough so.
Well, don't other people have the robot though?
Well, they might, but not.
Are you awake during the procedure?
I don't know.
Well, God no.
But
that's what I'm wondering.
As long as the robot is, who cares?
Well, that's it'd be a bad time.
But you
got to
have a guy driving the robot.
Oh yeah, the robot just does it.
Patrick said
joystick or something.
Yeah, he does it on an iPad or something.
Well, no, the way Pat phrased it'd be a bad time to have an allergy attack.
You
start sneezing.
You sneeze and the thing takes out your teeth.
Now your nerves are real.
Yeah, the doc is probably in a soundproof room.
I don't know. Well, that's good to know because we're probably both headed there. So.
Oh God, yes.
If you live long enough as a male, you die from prostate cancer.
Eventually.
Well, yeah. They say only 1 out of 4 get it.
That's close enough.
But maybe later. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe not. You know, they thought I had it.
Yeah.
Turned out I just needed the Roto-Rooter. But the doctor said there was so many calcium pellets in there.
Yep.
That it was like playing a video game. They were shooting them with the lasers.
Asteroids.
He said it was fun. Come back next time.
We're trying to get a new high score.
You know, I think
I'm... I'm in there shooting them.
I think we've arrived at a...
Oh, my God.
No, we've arrived at a conclusion.
Yes, sir.
You've been on too long.
When you,
when you start talking about how they go in there and shoot the calcium balls out of your system.
Well, yes.
You know, when it reaches that point...
You've reached the point.
There's really not much left, is there?
No return.
How about those twins?
Yes,
you've reached the end of your notebook.
Yes,
I think so.
Is what you're saying.
I think so.
How about the Gophers?
How about them?
What was worse, watching the Gophers or prostate surgery without the robot?
Hey, you know? I still say, was that a fair catch call?
No.
I didn't think
so. You know, Gopher fans are defending it to the highest... the highest heavens. What if it had been the other way around?
If it had been the Gophers,
the
other way around,
we got screwed again. They wanted Iowa to win. You'd be screwed. The guy was pointing at people. He was not doing this. He was pointing at his guys to block people.
Yeah, getting them ready.
Well, and that and the still shot.
And then the Gophers had seven guys there, and here he comes running out of the pile.
On the sideline with seven guys.
Why didn't somebody push him?
Just push him out of bounds.
But this was done. The Gophers didn't object. The Gophers did not.
Right, this was all.
Ask for a replay. They were trying to check and see if the guy stepped out of bounds.
Oh.
And... You know, Herman Gehring up in the replay booth wanted to get in on the action.
What did the Iowa kids say? I suppose he would have said it was not a fair catch call.
But all that said, you know what their total offense was the second half?
I don't.
2 yards.
Ooh.
Dose.
They got a quarterback. I am not lying. He couldn't start at Gustavus. He couldn't start at St. John's. And he couldn't start at Augsburg.
Cal McManus?
No, the Iowa quarterback.
The Iowa quarterback. Our guy is a super.
Our guy is Troy Aikman in his prime.
This guy is a 255-pound guard who they have playing quarterback. He's just awful.
I had the pleasure on Saturday.
Another quarterback they had when the year started got hurt.
Of taking the game via the radio feed.
Really?
The range of emotions from our guy, the Grimmer.
And Grimmer defended the call then later
What I'm saying is it went from we're punting the ball, let's try to hold them here, let's make one more stand, to, oh, God, what's happening?
Yeah.
Here's how they're going to lose the game. And then when we got the call that Iowa's touchdown was getting taken off the board, it was fantastic theater,
mm-hmm.
just monitoring it via the radio.
It was ridiculous, but they deserved to, Iowa has richly deserved to lose. They had 127 yards in total offense.
Who do they have
eight
next?
Eight first downs. They're at Michigan State here, which is in complete disarray because of
they were edged, 49-0 to Michigan?
Michigan, yeah. Yeah, but Michigan saw their signals.
That's true.
I said that Michigan had actually scouted Iowa's as signals. One for dive left, two for dive right, and three for inaccurate pass. Right. Those are their signals. Those were their signals. God almighty, it was awful. Joe, 30.5, the over and under, the lowest ever. You know, they didn't start posting them until like the late 90s, early 90s. But the lowest ever in Division I college football, anywhere. And the under was good.
One of the shows I listen to is the Dan Patrick Show. And he's got a kid on his staff that also does a betting podcast.
Yeah, right.
And they call him the self-made millionaire. And why? All he does every week is bets the Iowa under. Every week.
Is that what
and he just keeps rolling it. He's become the self-made millionaire.
Yeah, well, the week before that, they beat Wisconsin 15-6, and they had 37 yards passing, zero in the second half.
So is there a chance they could win the West? The Gophers?
Although
the Northwestern loss is
bad, but it's worse than... It's worse than it was last year.
The West. Yes.
It's worse. They've already beat Nebraska, which is probably the most talented team. Wisconsin's terrible. Their quarterback got hurt. Illinois is half as good as they were last year.
And Purdue's not any good, right?
Purdue's no good. They'll get beat somewhere along the line, but there's no reason to.
What time is the Michigan State game?
Is it 11?
I would imagine it's
early. Saturday's supposed to be a foul day.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And Michigan State 2 weeks ago had a game won and ended up choking it away at the end. But they got some you know, coach that got named. What did we fire the coach for there? What did he do? Sexual harassment.
Yeah, we had some issues. Plus, he was.
You're too stupid. You sexually harass a sexually harassment expert.
Oh, yeah, that was what he. Yeah, he was with the expert.
Yeah, yeah. He was talking to the expert as in telling her he was naked in his chair playing with himself. Yeah. Which is
a bad way to go.
Bad way to approach a sexual harassment expert.
Right.
You know?
Because she might know something about this.
Yeah, or she might know that this isn't right.
No, it's a tad bit inappropriate.
How did that become public?
He admitted it eventually.
No, well, but I mean, how did it?
She reported it.
I was going to say, because it was a university sanctioned report or whatever, right?
Yes,
wasn't it?
They had her come in to talk to them. Apparently, she must be a knockout or something. She came in to talk to the team about sexual harassment.
Jeez. And this moron calls her up.
And Mel Tucker.
Hey, come on up here.
Yeah, you know, Mel Tucker said it was consensual, the dirty talk.
Consensual phone call.
Yes.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah, well, that cost him his job. And now, Joe. He went 1 year at Colorado, and then he bailed out, and Michigan State brought him in. He had like 40 transfers the first year, and they won, 9-10 games?
Yeah.
And they gave him a 10-year contract for $90 million.
Holy mackerel.
And then they've been bad ever since. They were bad last year, and they're trying to get out of it. Completely.
Well, I don't blame them for trying, but I wonder if they'll succeed.
But I think our guy, PJ, probably had a chance at that job if he wanted it, because he could have went in and did the whole year zero moral change the culture thing. But getting beat by 42 by the arch rivals is probably not there'll be a lot of people who will bring up 52-10.
Especially when it's pointed out he held them by running the ball to the 42-point win.
Yes, we're not putting it up. We want to run this clock as fast as we can. Anyway, it was a much deserved loss by the Iowegians. How can that? You know who the offensive coach is? Hmm. A center who happens to be his son who played center, and he's been getting blasted for like 2-3 years. So they were going to do something new and different this year, right, Chris?
I'm trying to find... I'm always part of a group thread with my in-laws when it's Gopher Iowa Week, because my wife is from the Iowa City area. And so I got an early text message Saturday morning. I thought, that's right, the Gophers play Iowa this week. So it started right away, of course. And there were some things said about Coach Ferentz's son.
Okay.
I'd like to take him, things of that nature.
But they don't have any talent.
Yeah.
Their first three tight ends got hurt. So.
In fact, I think the only thing I submitted was, this is setting college football, this half of football is setting college football back about 50 years.
I said that Iowa was a disgrace to post-World War I college football, and somebody says, wrong, the Spanish-American War.
Well, didn't you predict a 6-5 score?
Yes, I picked 6-5.
And when it was 3-3, I almost tweeted out, Nostradamus. Because it was 3-3 at the half.
Mackey called it. Mackey said, not one team, but there was a conversation. He said, one team is going to kick 4 field goals.
Oh, my God.
And it'll probably end up 12-10 or something.
Really?
Like that. Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't a big, bold prediction that the Gophers
But it was
win.
Just more of, this is what's going to...
this is how bad it was going to be. Anyway, what else is going on? Nothing. Have you watched much of the hockey team? I have not.
Yeah. Learned the Quick Trips in Canada.
Target went up there, too. I hope Quick Trip does better than Target.
I saw him lose in overtime to Columbus.
The Blue Jacket.
Guess we were a little shaky in that game.
Although, doesn't Columbus have a couple of young kids that can play?
Yeah, this is not a team that's going to make a long cup run, I don't think.
I hope they do. So twice they've won with Gussie having great games, and then they've given up 7-7-5. Is that right?
They need
Spurgey back.
Edmonton, like I said, is Connor McDavid is out.
Well, that's only half the team, so I didn't realize he was hurt. What did he do to himself?
I don't know.
Is he going to become Sid the Kid and miss half his game?
I hope not. But I want to see the Blackhawks are here in November. I got to get a press ticket.
You got to go see Toronto, too, to see Austin Matthews.
Yeah, I like
He's
him.
The real deal.
Yeah. So is Bernard, I think. Bedard.
He can shoot the puck.
Yeah. He doesn't need an angle.
Are we getting close to getting back to the season ticket?
No. I did that for 5 years.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
I did the Twins for
I was with you.
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah.
Then you bailed. Then
we put our money
bailed.
Where our mouth was.
Well, it's because you spent 15 years ripping the dome.
Yeah.
I had to buy a season ticket if we were outside.
Yeah. You know what? In retrospect, Twins weren't bad. You know, they drove you crazy for 60% of the year the way they hit.
Well, the thing that I guess was somewhat frustrating is they were built for the postseason.
Their pitching is better than two-thirds of the teams that are playing.
Yes.
And as I said a while back, this is the year the Yankees aren't in, the Boston's not in. You kind of got the every schlepper that's like you. You know, Baltimore's not big budget. Tampa's got no budget. Arizona's kind of cheap. Texas spent a lot of money, but
The Phillies spend money.
Phillies spend big money.
Yeah,
they do.
I think they need a barber, though.
They do. Did you see the picture of his mother?
No.
Last night on the broadcast, they showed Brandon Marsh's
mother.
Does
she have a beard?
No. He's a kid. He's the most
She's
baby.
Got the button
He's got
of him
button
as a kid.
Like a 14-year-old, and he's clean shaven, just looks like he's going to be a...
It's as if my wife took Leland and put... It's the same picture.
But he's about 14. But somebody comes up to her, and they keep coming up and asking for her autograph. She said, no, the game's going on. So she sees all his games. But, yeah, I think she's wearing it to say, I didn't let him get like
right.
that.
Don't blame me.
I didn't send him out into society right. looking like a homeless man. I better not say that. That might be very
insensitive.
The term is unhoused.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think we go with unhoused.
Mm. Do you know what we have? Oh, the mayor's going to like this one.
Here we go.
Are we ready?
Yep.
I should have given you this for the show.
Yeah. I wish you would have.
You remember when we had the 9-man state football tournament?
Yes.
We now have the 9-player state tournament.
No. Oh, because there's a girl on some team?
No, just because we
identify.
We
Uh-oh.
Are not being.
Uh-oh, here
we
go.
We are not being. We are not being. Just in case there is a girl on one of those teams, or someone who's still questioning what they want, what they are on those teams. It's now, and I can't wait for the Star Trombone to start using 9-player state tournament.
How is this not
pathetic.
Getting the Duluth double?
Because I don't have the Duluth thing.
All right, I'll fire it for you.
God, I almost forgot to give you that scoop.
The nine player.
Now, if Mary Morality didn't ruin your day enough, this'll do it for
you. They got to recall her.
Oh, she's going to.
This is a train wreck.
Yeah. I mean, I know she ran on.
She said she'd do this.
Yeah, but not, she didn't say, okay, yes, I'm going to let out 15-year-old murderers. She said we're going to try.
Reimagine.
We're going to try rehabilitation. If a guy, goes into the Quick Trip and steals some stuff, not if he shoots somebody.
They'll say, hey, this isn't Canada.
Yeah.
You want to tell him?
Oh, God, that's why everybody loves us. I don't have to do an ad for it.
Yeah, we need Jim Paul. But before you get to Jim Paul, isn't tonight, don't we kick off high school football playoffs?
This is mismatch night in high school
football. In some cases, but I know we take on hated Bell Plaine.
Where?
In Jordan.
It's like 3-6 or something?
I might have to go because...
You'll need a slicker.
It'll be standing room only.
Need a rain slicker.
When the Hubmen and the Tigers take battle, man.
What's the Jordan's name?
That we're the Hubmen.
Hubmen.
It's a tribute to the rail workers.
Now, what are we going to do?
H-U-B-M-E-N?
Correct.
What are we going to do? It's going to be the Hub
men, and all the girls' teams are the Jaguars.
Okay.
So the Hubs.
It's going to have to be the Hub players.
Nope. Yeah, I was shocked when William got his first jersey, and it said Hubman. I thought, holy crap, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I thought, are we changing? And they said,
were
nope.
The Hubman forever, you know. So
that's a cool name.
It is a very cool name.
I bet we don't have the Hurley Midgets anymore, do we?
Probably not.
The Hurley was the Midgets.
The Hurley small people.
Hurley, Wisconsin. See if they're still the Midgets.
It could be the Hurley small people.
Yeah, of course, the worst ever was the one in Illinois, Peking Chinks.
That's right.
Yeah, we can't do that.
No, I'd even be offended by that one, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No.
No, I think.
All right, here we go. I've got news out of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Okay, yeah.
This
how many
is
years ago?
Dateline January 22nd of 2019.
Wow, yeah. We didn't get rid of midgets until then?
Come fall, students in the Hurley School District won't be cheering on its longtime mascot, the midget. The Hurley School Board had planned to let voters weigh in on the issue in an April referendum, but last night the board changed course and voted to discontinue the use of the mascot at the end of the school year. This is where the ad cuts out.
When do they get rid of the nickname then?
Oh, for crying out loud. Why do newspapers make it so difficult?
Maybe they changed the name and just had a small person walking around.
I wonder what the team name is now.
Yes.
The mascot name is widely considered offensive among people with dwarfism and their families and friends. Ultimately, the school board felt the mascot sent the wrong message.
Yeah, but the nickname was the Midgets. I want to know when they got
Hurley, right? Where they got a lot of strippers?
Yeah, well, it used to be a... Didn't it used to be the Hurley strippers. Didn't it used to be a... gangster hangout.
Yeah, the school administrator by the name of Chris Patrito said, I couldn't really tell you the backstory. The best story I heard about the midget name was that many moons ago, we were playing in a state tournament and we had a lot of short Italian minors, and one of the radio announcers said they all looked like midgets.
Yes, back then you could say that.
So but, is the word still able to be used in any capacity?
According to this story, it doesn't give me what the new name.
You know, people play midget hockey.
Yeah,
MG made a midget.
Not midgets anymore. It's not midget.
Oh.
Hockey.
The MG midget was a popular car.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's a car.
Here's Fox 21 online. They have changed their name to the North Stars.
All for Pete's sake. Who hasn't?
That is according to Fox 21 in Milwaukee.
Hurley drops midget's nickname. I got to see when that was.
I have the date here, Pat. This is a story from July 6th of 2019.
Yes, but that's the mascot.
Yes, but that they're going to be known.
That means the name, too.
Okay.
The North Stars.
Yeah, that doesn't have quite the ring to it, does it?
Meanwhile,
you're right. July 6th.
Here might be a ray of hope, Patrick.
What?
Meanwhile, nearby Butternut School is keeping their midget mascot named after 1920s wrestler Charles Midget Fisher.
Oh, okay. So, but their nicknames of the team is not midgets. Butternut.
Butternut is keeping their midget mascot, but I don't know if that's the name.
But you keep saying mascot. What is the team name?
They switched it. Hurley switched it to North Stars.
Right. What about Butternut?
I don't know about Butternut.
I want to know what Butternut's name
is. Got about eight people.
Here, how about I look that up while Patrick tells us about the Valley Group?
First of all, I'm looking up Butternut.
Okay. Where the hell
then
is
I'll
Butternut?
Tell you about it.
The Butternut
Nuts.
It's
way up there.
It's way up there, he says.
It's way up there. That's what Hurley's way up
there.
Hey,
they got a Dollar General.
No, Butternut was keeping the nickname. So, but
there we
I
go.
Don't know if they still have a high school. All right. Jim Paul, Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM Dealers.
Yes, sir.
I've been telling you, if I buy a car, which happens about every 2 years, I always buy it from Jim Paul and Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM Dealers. Apple Valley are my guys, but they also have a store in Hastings. I don't know what to tell you.
They're the best.
I'm a customer.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. If I could get a better deal, if I thought I was not getting a great deal, I wouldn't be going there time and again, but I do go there time and again. Sent relatives there, bought a car or two for some relatives, and used cars. It's great. Jim Paul's Valley Group of GM Dealers. Those Buicks look pretty spiffy too. You don't have to. You don't have to feel like you got to be my age to drive one anymore. They look pretty dang neat. I think those little SUVs they got are great. Jim Paul's Valley Group of GM Dealers. Check them out. Apple Valley and Hastings. Hastings.
Yes, sir.
I hate to get messed up. You know, Hopkins used to have a lot of car dealerships. I don't think they do as many
anymore. Joe, I can sign Hastings. You up. I can sign you up for the Butternut Student newspaper if you'd like.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
I bet. Check out the Butternut enrollment. I bet it's not 100. It's a little tiny place.
Are we still on?
I think we're going to be calling that one a day. See you later.
Yeah.
This is Ricey, and you've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I recommend that you give Josh a call is simple: trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns, and while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yep, that is more common than you would like to think in the investment business. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad you did, and don't forget to ask him why it is 48 minutes.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments have involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.